Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Okay, today in the Great Lakes Geek Show, we're speaking with Ed Morrison, the executive director of iOpen. Ed, tell us what iOpen is.
iOpen is a new organization that's building open innovation systems throughout the Great Lakes regions. We're working in Northeast Ohio, we're working in Kentucky, we're working in Indiana with new models of economic development.
What kind of new models?
We're focusing on building open networks of collaboration with colleges and universities and libraries in the middle of these networks. We're now in a knowledge economy, and in order for value and wealth to be created, we need to build new networks. iOpen is designed to teach people how to build these networks and to move organizations and regions toward new ways of creating wealth.
We've heard the term open source economic development, and our listeners are probably very aware of open source software processes. How does that apply to economic development, open source?
Well, the open source development of software creates an important model for economic development. Let's start out with a few basics. One, economic development happens in a civic space. That means it happens outside the four walls of any one organization. There's no command and control structure that works there. So, in order for economic development to happen, we need to figure out how to collaborate. Second, in order for us to collaborate, we need communities. No one individual has all the resources that they need to build wealth in today's economy. If you look at open source software development, we find some rules, fairly simple rules, really, that enable communities to engage in complex development of complex projects. So, for example, either Apache or Linux. These are very complex projects that communities have developed using both open participation, the principle of open participation, and leadership direction, combining those two. So the question comes down to, can we take lessons from open source software development and apply them to economic development? We believe we can, and that's what we're doing at iOpen.
Tell us how iOpen has evolved from REI, or the differences between that, and what happened with that whole situation.
We developed started developing this new model of economic development while at REI, yet it didn't fit into the broader development plan of the Weatherhead School, which is a research-based business school. Our approach is very much of an applied approach. It involves taking lessons from social network analysis and different approaches to open source development and experimenting with these approaches to develop tools that practitioners can use to build new businesses. So, for example, at REI, we were conducting an ongoing development process with biofuels, which in fact led from a conversation that started in February to a new biofuels distribution company located in East Cleveland by August. So it's that kind of fast development that we were exploring. Unfortunately, the Weatherhead School has a different agenda, different set of priorities, and they didn't see a fit. We, however, have gone on and developed some new relationships with higher education institutions. We'll be announcing some in the next month of some exciting new partnerships that iOpen has developed.
How do you change the existing mindset of maybe a protective nature of some of the established organizations and companies and even the city to look at a more collaborative, networking, regional approach?
Well, I think part of the challenge is not trying to really change any minds, but rather modeling new behavior. In other words, the challenge is not to get into protracted arguments about who's right and who's wrong, but rather to create wealth through new models, new approaches, new collaborative approaches. And eventually people will see that the new collaborative approaches actually do work to create wealth. Open innovation systems is a concept that's moving throughout the corporate environment as well. If you look at how Bell Labs, the old Bell Labs model, which was a very closed innovation system, has now evolved to a much more open innovation system in which companies both compete and collaborate, you see that this idea of building wealth through networks is something that will continue to evolve in both the corporate world and in the economic development or our community world. iOpen is at the forefront of figuring out how to use open source approaches in the civic space, in community development, economic development. That's what we do.
Has this process worked in other cities? Are there examples of successes already?
A good example of a success in an urban context is the Charleston Digital Corridor, which is at charlestondigitalcorridor.com. That's a new model that's changing the way in which business is being done in Charleston, South Carolina. In a rural context, down in near Athens, Ohio, there's an organization called ACENET, which is the Appalachian Center for Entrepreneurial Networks. They have been evolving a very effective model of building networks in the rural area, focusing on food development, food processing, and the like. So there are these types of models that are starting to emerge. I would also look at Western North Carolina if you want to. Around Asheville, North Carolina, a new model is emerging around Asheville that's very dynamic. Albany, New York actually is an interesting case of an older industrial community that has started to evolve toward a newer model of doing economic development with its Council for Economic Growth. So there are a variety of different models that are emerging out there. Littleton, Colorado is an example of a small city that's adopted a process that they call economic gardening, which is again focused on building networks and building collaborations within a smaller town.
Have you had any successes in the Northeast Ohio region yet?
I would say, yeah, we've developed some interesting new opportunities. I mentioned earlier the biofuels example. We've got our first biofuels distribution company in Northeast Ohio that, again, was an idea that emerged out of a set of conversations we had in February, and they started pumping biodiesel in August. We have other initiatives now underway. We're looking at a truck driving school that there's a chronic shortage of truck drivers, yet can we, the question is, can we develop a new approach to training truck drivers that uses the same kinds of simulation techniques that their airplane pilots use, for example. We've looked at creative digital media, and we've assisted the Cleveland Institute of Art in connecting up with their new Technology Transfer Center run by David Moss. We've been working with them as well. The Green City Blue Lake Network is an idea that David Beach has to bring together the sustainability, the extraordinarily deep sustainability community in Northeast Ohio. And at REI, we helped propel that idea forward. So we had a whole list of different initiatives that we were working on at the time Weatherhead decided to terminate REI, but we've taken those up with iOpen, and we're continuing to develop them. In addition, iOpen is now, as I said, working at with the Bluegrass region in Kentucky, around Lexington, Kentucky, with their Chamber of Commerce and the University of Kentucky. We're working in Indiana with Purdue's new Center for Regional Development, and we've just agreed to help develop 14 new regional forums throughout the state of Indiana in 2006.
What is the idea behind the civic forums, the Tuesday afternoon sessions?
Open source economic development really involves three significant components. One is civic engagement, a process of civic engagement, not an event, but a process. Second is civic leadership. In this new world, we need new habits of civic leaders that engage people and build trust. The third component is strategy maps. We need to know where we're going and how we're going to get there. So we need a set of tools that provide strategy maps. The civic forums provide an introduction to all three of these concepts. In addition, they enable different communities to start to form and develop their own set of relationships and networks. The economists call this network building clusters. The focus is on clusters. Clusters are really open innovation systems that enable information to be quickly shared, opportunities to be quickly spotted, resources to be quickly aligned. That's what we want to develop here in Northeast Ohio. In order to develop that, we're going to have new processes of civic engagement, new types of civic leadership, and we're going to have accurate strategy maps that enable us to understand where we're going.
And finally, it sounds like some of these some of this process will take some, as you mentioned, trust and a different way of thinking by many of the people and organizations who implement the process. Who are some of the organizations you're working with? Who are some of the people and organizations that really get it, do you think?
Well, we're one of the first people that came to us right after we left REI was the Center for Innovation and Growth at Baldwin-Wallace College. We've been subsequently talking to a range of other colleges and universities. The whole notion, again, is that this region will be transformed with colleges, universities, and libraries as centers or nodes in a network. So we've been working as well with, in addition to Baldwin-Wallace, we've been working with the libraries. Cuyahoga Area Metropolitan Library System, or CAMLS, provides an excellent set of networks of assets throughout our region that are, in a knowledge economy, critical to economic development. We've also been talking to folks at Youngstown State, at Hiram College. We've talked to people at John Carroll. And at the Tri-Cities Corporate Community, Corporate College, rather. So we see a range of groups understand that the dynamics are shifting, that this new second curve economy, as we like to call it, is emerging. The first curve economy was the old industrial economy. The second curve economy is an economy built on networks, knowledge, relationships, and trust. That's how wealth is being created now, and the regions that figure this out are going to prosper, because they're going to be able to learn faster, they're going to be able to spot opportunities faster, and they're going to be able to align their resources faster. So we're building this kind of these kind of practices and tools, experimenting with them, and developing new insights as to how to build these kinds of networks.
Okay, today we've been speaking with Ed Morrison, the executive director and founder of IOPEN, the Institute for Open Economic Networks. Thanks, Ed.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon, www.magnuminc.com.